This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 24th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, the weather is warm and sunny. Expect clear skies in Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's a perfect day for a stroll by the sea with mild temperatures. Eilut will see bright sunshine, ideal for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the United States has struck Iran again as Tehran rejects a ceasefire proposal and threatens Tel Aviv in developments from earlier this hour. Also, the Jerusalem Post reveals Iran's disinterest in a temporary deal with the U.S., rejecting an Iraqi-led ceasefire proposal earlier this hour. Also this hour, The Times of Israel shares that Kozo Okamoto, a Japanese Red Army terrorist involved in the deadly 1972 attack on an Israeli airport, has died at age 78. Separately, the Australian Jewish News reports that Waverley and Woollahra councils have unveiled a memorial today connecting Sydney to global events. And finally, JTA notes former President Trump stated that a U.S. Saudi nuclear deal is contingent on normalization with Israel in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global, in a post just minutes ago, highlighted the growing divide between political rhetoric and actual authority, sparked by Mamdani's stance on Israel. From earlier today, Middle East 24 discussed how Hamas's new leader is strengthening Iran's influence, as seen in the Mideast Journal. I24N, EWS English, reported 40 minutes ago that Chatham House Associate Fellow Thomas Juno discussed the coordinated interests of the Houthis and Iran on the rundown. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S.-Iran tensions. Ynet reports the U.S. conducted another airstrike on Iran as Tehran dismissed a ceasefire proposal. This strike marks the 13th consecutive night of military action. Iranian officials have threatened retaliation against Tel Aviv, escalating regional tensions. The situation remains tense, with no clear path to de-escalation. Turning to the Iraqi-led ceasefire proposal, the Jerusalem Post details how Iraqi Prime Minister Ali al-Zaidi traveled to Tehran to present a U.S.-Iran ceasefire plan. Iran rejected the proposal, citing unresolved issues. This rejection further complicates diplomatic efforts and prolongs the conflict. Meanwhile, Times of Israel reports on the death of Kozo Okamoto, a member of the Japanese Red Army. Okamoto was involved in a 1972 attack at Israel's Lod airport, which resulted in 26 deaths. He was later released in a prisoner exchange and lived in Lebanon. His death closes a chapter on a long-standing symbol of international terrorism. In a related development, the Australian Jewish News covers the unveiling of a memorial by Waverley and Woollahra councils. This act of remembrance in Sydney underscores the interconnectedness of global Jewish communities, reflecting on recent events and their impact. Finally, JTA highlights former President Trump's remarks on a potential U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal. Trump insists that any agreement depends on Saudi Arabia normalizing relations with Israel. This stance could influence future diplomatic ties in the Middle East. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Mobileye has signed Stellantis to expand cloud-powered driver assistance. This move advances the Israeli company's position in the autonomous driving sector. Separately, according to Globes, Melisran has cancelled its plans to acquire a controlling stake in Kenyan Hazahav. The decision follows indications from the competition authority that the deal would likely not receive approval. And finally, Ynet Business reveals OpenAI's intentions to expand in Israel. The AI giant is hiring staff and considering establishing a business hub, signaling a significant investment in the region's tech ecosystem. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.